exercise 2. This is the same as exercise 1, but we're cutting down the exercise and shortening it by, instead of having you tense up your muscles to relax them in the middle of the exercise, what I'm asking you to do is try and relax them, but by just using your imagination. So we're cutting out all the tensing of the first exercise. So to start off, just let yourself flop into the chair as you did in the other exercise. Just let yourself flop into the chair, shut your eyes, and adopt a nice comfortable pose. Let yourself flop down into the chair, and like before, just be aware of your breathing. Listen to yourself breathe in and out. Try not to breathe short, shallow breaths or long, over deep breaths, but just nicely adopt a natural rhythm. Now let's both take a deep breath, which will help us to calm down our breathing. So, deep breath, and let it out again. Carry on breathing normally, just for a few seconds, before we start to relax the muscles in our body. Okay, let's start by relaxing our hands. Rather than tensing them up to relax them, I want you to just imagine that they're becoming warm and heavy, as if they're just dipped in a bath of hot water. Just be aware of all the sensations in your hands, the tingling, the heaviness. Just imagine they're becoming warm and heavy. Okay, so carry on breathing normally with your eyes shut, but let's just turn our attention to our arms. Be aware of all the sensations in your arms. Feel how heavy they are against the arms of the chair or in your lap. Feel how heavy they are in your lap or against the bed or wherever you are at the moment. And just feel all the sensations in your arms. Might be able to feel a pulse in the wrist. Might be able to feel a dull ache somewhere in your arms. Be aware of all the sensations in your arms and just imagine they're becoming warmer and heavier, as if again they're just being dipped in some hot water or something. Okay, now turn your mind to your shoulders. Feel all the tension in your shoulders. Imagine they're like tight bands, tight elastic bands. And just imagine them loosening off. Imagine your shoulders loosening. Imagine them dropping. They might not lower at all, but just imagine them dropping. Imagine the weight of your heavy arms pulling them down and relaxing them. Feel the tension go from your shoulders. And before we move on, just turn your attention back to your arms and be aware of how heavy they're feeling now, how much heavier they're feeling than perhaps they were feeling before. Feel all the sensations that you weren't aware of before. Feel the tingling in your fingertips. Feel the tingling shooting up and down your arm, perhaps. Feel all the sensations in your arms before we move on. Okay, now turn your mind to your face. I want you to imagine again that your forehead is a tight elastic band. And imagine it loosening off. Try and loosen off your forehead. Loosen all the tension away. Imagine that it's like a ripply pond that's just calming down. The waves are turning still as all the tension goes from your forehead. Let your eyes lighten. And feel the weight of your jaw, feel how heavy your jaw is. And just let it be as it wants to be. Don't tense up your jaw, just let it hang as it's comfortable to hang. Turn your mind to the muscles in your chest. Try and feel how heavy those muscles are, those big muscles. Try and loosen them off. Try and imagine the tension going from your chest. Imagine them feeling how muscles feel when they're becoming relaxed, heavier and warm. As if they're being warmed from the inside, and the warm glow inside of you, or as if you're immersed in a hot bath, letting the warmth go into your muscles and relax. Now turn your attention to your stomach. Imagine your stomach loosening off. Imagine all the tension going from your stomach. Letting the muscles in your stomach become flabby and loose, if that's possible. Imagine that your stomach's being warmed from the inside, a dull warmth, healthy warmth from inside yourself. Or as if it's being warmed from a soak in a hot bath. Now turn your attention to your legs. Feel all the sensations in your legs. Feel how heavy they are against the floor. Feel the tingling that goes up and down in your legs. Feel the tingling in the tips of your toes. Feel the dull ache in your ankles. Feel all the sensations in your legs. And just imagine that they're becoming heavier and heavier against the floor. Warmer and warmer as the tension is relieved from them. Now before we move on again, just like you did with your arms, I want you to turn your attention to all the sensations in your body that you might not have been aware of before, or that might not have been there before. Feel all the tinglings in your fingertips. Feel the pulse going through your wrist. Feel the weight of your arms against the chair. Perhaps you can feel a heartbeat. Feel the tingling in your legs and in the tips of your toes. Just be aware of all those sensations. You might even be feeling a bit lightheaded. In particular, be aware of how heavy your body feels now. So heavy that it's an effort to move. You don't have to move, so just let yourself lie, sort of sit still, not making that effort. Don't bother moving. Just let yourself remain heavy in the chair. And for the last minute or so, I'd like to focus on that calming image again. The word relax. So every time you breathe out, just say to yourself, not out loud, but in your own mind, say relax, or picture the word relax. So as you breathe out, it's relax. And every time you say relax, imagine yourself again sinking into the chair. As you relax, you imagine sinking into the chair. You might not actually sink, just imagine yourself sinking into the chair, becoming heavier and heavier. So every time you breathe out, imagine yourself relax and sinking into the chair, becoming heavier and heavier. And I'll just be quiet for the last minute or so. Okay, I'm going to count to three, and if after three you'd like to open your eyes, one, two, three. That's the end of exercise two.